The EPA has just released a new final rule for the Toxic Release Inventory. The TRI is a self-reporting program for businesses that started in the mid-1980s after the chemical disaster in Bhopal, India. But after months of criticism about various proposed changes, the EPA says it wants to make it clear what the new rule doesn't mean. For one thing, a plan to require reporting every other year instead of annually has been scrapped. EPA Deputy Administrator Marcus Peacock has more on what the rule does and doesn't do.
The final rule does not exempt any facility from reporting their releases, nor does it remove any chemicals from the TRI. This rule does encourage businesses to both reduce chemical emissions and increase recycling and treatment.
The rule promotes treatment and recycling of waste by letting firms file a shorter reporting form if they keep the release of both bioaccumulating and chemicals that don't build up in the body under a certain threshold. The EPA says about one-third of the 24,000 firms nationwide that report under TRI may be able to use the shorter forms. But environmental groups say that still could make it tougher to learn details about certain releases, including those close to neighborhoods. As of the last available reporting year of 2004 in Wisconsin, the industries releasing major amounts of toxic chemicals included electric utilities, paper companies, and metal finishers. Firms in Marathon County had the largest release of toxic chemicals as measured in pounds. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.